Attention. Bit submin will now begin.
Hello, I'm Bryn, and you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Thanks for downloading my podcast.
Today is January 16th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. For Gigabits today, I'm going to be talking about my first time ever photo shoot. Yesterday, four other artists and I were walking around a giant mall strip with Julia of Crimson Blue. She was taking our pictures for the gig on February 3rd. What she's going to do with some of the pictures is she's going to blow them up really big, and she's going to put them around town, like on the buildings of record labels and things. And on the night of the show, she's going to put a giant poster of all of us on the building with balloons all over the place. I am so excited. This is the biggest gig I've ever done in my whole life. It feels like I'm an actual artist, so I can't wait for the big night. For Music Bits today, I have learned there is one crucial ingredient to success in this industry. It is self-promotion. And I am so lousy at it. You would think it would be easy to let people know about what you do, who you are, and then hand them a business card without downplaying yourself or sounding like a ditz. But it's not. Not in the slightest. I even get embarrassed about it when I'm with my friends. I need to get a hang of it. Pronto. Because I never know when the right person will come along. I need to have a business head on my shoulders instead of one of a bubbly, overexcited 13-year-old girl. And I've got a long way to go and no time to do it. But once I do get the hang of self-promotion, I'll have such an easy time with it. I look forward to that day. Without promotion, none of your fans will know what the heck you're up to, and that's not good. I need to know how to do this before it's too late for practicing anymore. American Idol Season 5 airs tomorrow. I am so excited. In honor of it, I have joined an American Idol blog called Idol Go Home, and I have been posting my heart out. There's a contest going on stating that the most popular blog by the end of January will win $250. There is a link to that blog on my site. If you could click on that, you could help boost my popularity, and I'll be eternally grateful. If I win, the money will go to some equipment and music for this podcast. I might even be able to purchase some minus tracks for some song requests that I've received. Don't forget to watch American Idol tomorrow. It is the most important thing in your day. Time for open mic. Today's segment is from David of California. Here it is. Hi, Bryn. Love your show. I know that you really like American Idol, and I was just wondering how many CDs you have from the winners of past seasons. I hope that yours will be the winning artist album I'll buy in a few years. Sincerely, David. Okay, let me think about this. I've got Kelly's. I've got Clay's. I have Carmen's EP. I've got Carrie's, and I've got Bo's. I've got 5 CDs from winners of past seasons. And thank you very much, David. I hope my CD will be the one that you get to buy, too. And also, I am out of open mic segments, so if you could just type me an email, my address is bitsofbrin@gmail.com, BITZOFBRIN, and just send me a question. Thanks. For Odds and Ends, I am proud to say that I have finished writing all of the lyrics for the new song I started. The only thing, one more time, is lacking now is some guitar, bass, keyboard, drums, and some country twang only a synthesizer can bang out. That'll be what I'm working on this week. It has to be ready for the 3rd of February, after all. I was having a hard time after I wrote the first and second verses. I ended up rewriting the second verse and was having writer's block with the bridge. Luckily, yesterday, while I was listening to my iPod, I had a eureka moment and had to write it immediately. I think it turned out really great, and you will totally love it when you hear it. It is infinitely better than that silly song I dished out last week. The song of the week for this week is the clip of a workshop I attended with a performance coach critiquing. The coach was none other than Julia of Crimson Blue, who was the first artist I ever interviewed. There's a sound scene tour beforehand, and I make some comments over the clip. Enjoy!
Hey, right now we're on the way to my masterclass. Basically, what a masterclass is a voice lesson where all the students from one teacher get together for a giant voice lesson. And we all perform for each other, and we write down three positive things about their performance and one constructive criticism. And we get to hear them later at our next voice lesson. And it's always a great experience for us, definitely confidence-wise, but it helps us be more comfortable performing in front of our peers, and we do well vocal-wise too. And right now, I'm on the way to a masterclass being held by Julia of Crimson Blue, who I interviewed on an earlier podcast, and she's invited a performance coach to critique us all individually.
No performance coach there. It was just Julia critiquing.
So we're about 15 minutes late, but that's okay. I'm very excited for what's going to happen. I have no idea what we're going to be doing. I hope that I'm not too late. Well, here we go. So embarrassing coming in late. I had to walk in front of the performers. I have no idea when I'm up, so I'm just gonna turn this off until I'm performing. But after this is all over, I'm gonna be making comments on it overwards.
Overwards? Okay. What is that supposed to mean anyway? Here comes my clip.
No one had to jump on a chair at me.
Okay.
Place it,
everyone.
If there were no words, no way to speak, I would still hear you. If there were no tears, no way to feel inside, I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun refused to shine, even if romance ran out of rhyme, you would still have my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. Until the end of time, Cause all I need is you, my Valentine. Oh, you're all I need, my love, my Valentine. Oh,
here's what I want you to do this time.
Okay.
And I can do little, I'm gonna like challenge you to some other things.
Okay.
This time I want you to actually get close enough to touch the people in the front row.
Okay.
I was absolutely petrified when I heard her say that. It sounded so scary.
Just touch or whatever. Just sing to them. Pause for a moment. Make sure that your movements on this.
I feel special. I do.
make sure that your movements on this song are slow and gentle. So when on one point where you said you're all I need, say so it would be something more smooth. You're all I need. Okay, it's really soft and gentle.
Okay.
And then make sure you watch the microphone dynamics.
Okay.
Let's see, there was one other thing. I can't remember right now. Anyway, almost had it. Oh well. Anyway, that's what I want you to do this time. Okay? You have to actually get close enough to touch some people, pause, sing to them, and then move on.
That'll be your Valentine's.
Okay.
You know.
They're so accommodating.
I know.
We only work with the best people. Oh, I remember. Sorry.
Okay.
Always happens. Dynamics in the storyline.
Okay.
Let me hear some dynamics in the storyline. Soft, louds.
Okay.
Julia's suggestions sounded easy enough, but they were really hard to do.
There were no words, nowhere to speak, I would still hear you. If there were no tears, nowhere to feel inside, I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun or if
this is where I practically slugged my friend's knee. I was too nervous to do it very well. I kind of just wrapped it really fast. I failed dismally.
You would still have my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. All of my life, I have been waiting for all you give to me. You've opened my eyes and shown me how to love unselfishly. I've dreamed of this a thousand times before, but in my dreams I couldn't love you more. I will give you my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine.
Tried it again. I think I did a much better job. I sang to this girl and touched her hand, despite the fact that I felt like a fool. I looked like one too now that I watch it back. I was nervous as all get out.
Until the end of time. 'Cause all I need is you, my Valentine. Oh, you're all I need, my love, my Valentine.
Whatever.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
This podcast is part of the Two Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at twopodcasters.com.